From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Almacher. Centuries ago, before the printing press, every book in existence was painstakingly hand-copied letter by letter. The words contained within those books were the ostensible goal of the manuscripts, but the creativity and skill involved in decorating the pages with illustrations, scrollwork, vines, and flowers elevated these so-called illuminated manuscripts to the level of art. One of the most familiar elements of an illuminated manuscript was the treatment of the initial letter of a page, much larger than the rest of the letters, and incredibly ornate with filigrees and curlicues, maybe human characters, serpents, or other creatures. These elaborate single letters became opening statements reinforcing the story itself. That image came to me again and again as I listened to the newest CD from the men's vocal group Cantus, called On the Shoulders of Giants. Nowhere is it more apparent than in the first tract, Sederunt, by 12th century French composer Perrotin. In fact, you've been listening to the first syllable of the word Sederunt for about, the last minute and 15 seconds. It finally continues to the second syllable, now. I asked Cantus tenor Aaron Humble how outrageous this music might have sounded in Perrotin's time, whose listeners only knew Gregorian chant, single unison lines.
If indeed the people in the community there in Paris had really just heard unison chant singing, can you imagine how radical it would have been to hear those open fifths and all the harmonics, you know, that just sparkle in an acoustic like that?
Perrotin took what was available and turned it into something else entirely. Sederunt is the first existing piece of written down, documented polyphonic music. That's a big leap. That kind of innovation is a thread that runs through this album. The title of the CD comes from a quote by Isaac Newton. If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Baritone Adam Reinwald explains how Cantus explored that theme in the new recording.
With this album, we wanted to look at the ideas of innovation, influence, and culmination. And while not every composer is a major composer, and while not every work is a major work for men's voices, there is a good bit in each piece that leads into something else, something that comes out of it.
An example of much delayed influence can be heard in a Monteverdi piece. It's from the early Baroque era, which we often associate with fast-moving, spirited vocals. Instead, Monteverdi chooses to convey the text in a very evocative way. He was crucified, he suffered, and was buried. The music is all slow, downward motion, evoking the setting sun or falling tears. And the very last phrase, sepultus est, was buried, just folds down into itself, into the very ground, until the last note is intoned from under the earth.
Then that influenced later generations also. Berlioz writing his Symphonie Fantastique has the exact same idea as the Sepultus Est of almost a head falling off.
While there's a fair amount of gravity on this CD, it has many moments of joy. Probably the most striking example is Zikir, a Sufi invocation of the names of God, created by Bollywood composer A.R. Rahman. Aaron Humble says the practice of repetition is an important part of so many traditions.
Repeating and repeating and repeating something until you reach a state of ecstasy. And that's what happens with this ceremony. They're repeating the name of God over and over and over until the dance becomes part of their worship. And it's just incredibly transcendent.
From the earliest days of Perrotin to contemporary composers, Cantus shows us how composers always innovate, but also stand on the shoulders of those who have come before, whose work has illuminated the path ahead. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from APM, American Public Media.